Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And I want to talk to you about why it's important to have a healthy self-image. So we're going to talk about how your self-image can actually help you achieve, how you can reach those amazing goals that you have set for this year. And it's important that you understand that a part of your self-image has to do with how you see yourself, of course, and it's all about your visualization. So you can actually use your visualization to push you forward so that you can build that magnificent life that you've been dreaming about for however long you've been dreaming about it. So let's get right to it, you guys. First of all, how you see yourself will determine whether you achieve your goals or not. It doesn't matter how many programs you purchase. It doesn't matter how many different tools that you feel like you need for your business. These things don't matter if you don't have a healthy self-image. Because if by some miracle you kind of squeeze through the cracks and you actually do achieve a portion of your goals, even you will sabotage it. And I'm speaking from experience. And just so you will know that I am speaking from experience, I'm going to share a story with you really quickly here. When I first started in real estate, and we're talking about years ago, and I started, I was selling real estate and I was doing really well. Now, prior to that, of course, I was struggling trying to figure out how do I make this real estate thing work? Well, once I actually, got the answers, I got the tools. Okay. And I knew the strategies that I needed to implement. So I knew exactly what to do. And I was actually, it was working for me. I was finding the customers. Now I had a six-figure goal set for that year, and that would have been my very first time actually achieving six figures. But you know what? When the year end came, I did not cross that finish line. As a matter of fact, I could have achieved six figures plus before the end of the year, but I actually sabotaged the goal, and I made about $84,000 and some change. So the thing about that is that if you're thinking, wow, $85,000, that's not so bad. Well, during that time, that wasn't so bad, but the goal was to exceed six figures. Yeah. Then it's not good either. Okay. So the thing about that is I had to step back and take a look at it and figure out what was going on. I went to see my mentor, and my mentor sat with me and asked me, hey, what happened? And when I started to explain what happened, I look back on it now, and some of the things that I said, I said that I didn't want to lose my friends because now I was starting to make more money than all of my friends, and they were criticizing me for it, and they were saying that I thought that I was better than them. And so, oh, you're too good to hang with us now. Oh, so you're better than us now because you're making a little bit of money, even though I never put the money out front. Now, it was obvious I was making more money. Why? Because I bought a new car, which I needed a new car because the car I was driving my customers around in actually had no air conditioner. So there was no air conditioner in it. And, okay, I live in Florida. So you guys get the picture there. So the point that I'm getting to here is that I said, well, I didn't want to lose my friends. And I gave him like a list of things as to why I was not achieving that goal. Now, when I look at it today, I think about that and I said, wow, this is because I could not see myself actually earning six figures, first of all. And I didn't think I deserved to earn six figures. I don't know why, but if I had to blame it on something, I would say it's because of my own self-image. For some reason, I didn't think I deserved to reach that goal. And I started to feel guilty that I was starting to make money. So how you see yourself, it plays a major role in as to whether you're going to achieve your goals, because you can actually sabotage the goal even though you have what it takes. So remember that when it comes to your self-image, you really want to be aware of what's going on with that. If you have a healthy self-image, your chances of getting the results that you're after are so much higher. So even if you don't have the skills or the technical knowledge, which in my case, I had actually acquired that. So at some point, I really wanted to make this happen and I saw it, but then I started to see something very different in myself. I started to pick my own self apart and I didn't achieve the goal. Now, if you don't have the skills or the knowledge, what will happen is your self-image, it's going to give you the confidence boost to learn what you need to learn, or you will connect with someone who can provide what's needed for you so that you can, in fact, accomplish that goal. So this is why it's important to, you know, really do a self-assessment and say, hey, what's going on with me? If you're not achieving your goals, remember, it all starts with all of us. Each of us, we have to step back and take a look at ourselves. So you want to take a look at what's going on with you before you start saying, oh, this doesn't work. I met people, especially when I was in a network marketing business, I actually dealt with people who would always say, this doesn't work. And in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, because you're not working it, because you don't think you're worthy, because the minute it starts working, you stop working. And I got to tell you guys, the story I just finished telling you, you know, I've been there and done that. So I understand, which is why I understand the power of having a healthy self-image. Now, when it comes to having a healthy self-image, having a healthy self-image will help you develop that keen and clear sense of the person that you desire to be, as well as the person that you were meant to be. Being successful, that all of a sudden it becomes natural to you, as natural as breathing air, when you have a healthy self-image. And it becomes natural because you're not going to let anyone stop you, and you will not see yourself any other way. You will not see yourself as a person who cannot win. You will not see yourself as a person who cannot achieve their goals. You will not see yourself as a person who is to put your life in the hands of another adult because you're not capable. You are very capable. And as you really strengthen your self-image, And you start to see yourself that way, then you're going to operate in that manner. So the thing about having that healthy self-image is that because you can't see yourself any other way, you will accept yourself and you will trust your ability to achieve your goals, and you'll build that life that you have been imagining forever, or for however long you've been imagining that life. So I did a video on this. As a matter of fact, it's on my YouTube page, Pat Council Live, and where in that video, I talked about the amazing power of self-acceptance. I explain what self-acceptance can do for you and do for your life, and I explain how important it is. Now, understand this, that you can't accept yourself if you don't have a healthy self-image. So this is why it's important for you to have that healthy self-image. And you say, wait a minute, I thought we were going to be talking about love all month long. You know what? This is about love. This is how you feel about you. This is how your willingness or unwillingness to embrace every aspect of you. So when you can do that, now your self-image goes to another level. Now, here's the third reason why it's important to have a healthy self-image. When others try to make you feel less than, and believe me, the more you reach for a higher goal, there's always going to be someone that gives you an opinion that, first of all, you didn't ask for. Secondly, you don't even want it. You know, and thirdly, how much is that opinion really, really worth, right? But there's always going to be someone trying to make you feel less than. And if you have a healthy self-image, your healthy self-image will help you stay focused on the best parts of you. It will help you stay focused on the fact that, wait a minute, this is what I deserve for my life. I do deserve the highest and best. I do deserve to have a life filled with love. I do deserve to actually love myself enough so that I can bring in the love that I'd like to receive and so that I can actually give that love, right? So this is what it's all about when it comes to your healthy self-image. No matter what someone says to you or says about you that's negative, you won't spend time defending or explaining yourself in an effort to be liked or to be accepted by that person. Understand this. This is a very big world that we live in. And back to the story that I was sharing at the beginning. When I shared with my mentor that I said, you know what? I didn't want to lose my friends. Okay. So first of all, I guess my self-image was rooted in my friends or the types of friends that I had or the number of friends that I had, I guess. So one of the things that my mentor said to me was, he says, let me ask you a question. He says, so if you lose those friends, are you not able to make new friends? When you go to another level, there'll be people you've never met on that level. Are you telling me that you can't become friends with them? Now, I'm not telling you to get rid of all of your friends. What I'm saying is that when you have a healthy self-image, you're not going to allow someone else's negativity, someone else's unwillingness to actually operate in their own magnificence, cause you to downplay yours, cause you to act less than, cause you to develop this image of yourself that says, hey, I shouldn't thrive. I shouldn't go for the highest and best. I shouldn't achieve the goals that I desire to achieve. You won't let other people's words of inferiority talk you out of the love that you have for yourself. You won't let them convince you that you're inferior to others in life. Understand this. What makes you inferior is the mere fact that you think you're inferior. What makes you less than is the fact that you think you're less than, which means you're going to behave in that manner. It's not about how someone else treats you. It's not about the fact that someone else does not like you. If that person doesn't like you, I always say this, let that be their issue. Because for one person who doesn't like you, and this is regardless of race, color, creed, gender, doesn't matter. If one person doesn't like you, then guess what? You'll find another one who does. If a group doesn't like you, you'll find another group that does. So this isn't about you actually going out, in other words, putting your, let's say the success of your goals, the success of your life, and even the success or the power of your self-image into the hands of the people that perhaps, or the person that tries to convince you that you're less than. And there are some people that will do that. And there are, and some of them, listen, some of them are friends. Some of them are family members. Some of them are teachers that, you know, if you attend their class, especially if you, you know, kid, think back when you were a kid. Okay. So they're, and I'm not saying they're doing it intentionally. What I'm saying is that that's how people treat you is based on their self-image. So don't let someone else's self-image interfere with yours. But the only way it can interfere with yours is if you don't have a healthy self-image. So don't let someone else's words of inferiority talk you out of the love that you have for yourself. The object of the game here, you guys, is to build a positive self-image. And the key to building that positive self-image is to put your attention on your own magnificence. This doesn't make you arrogant. This doesn't make you a narcissist, which that seems to be the word of the decade. Doesn't make you a narcissist. It doesn't mean that you think that you're above everyone else. What it means is that you're not willing to downplay the amazing person that you are. Remember, I mean, we were built by God and we have these amazing energies and these amazing talents and all of this magnificence just wrapped up into each of us as human beings. Why would you downplay that? Why would you convince yourself that, wait a minute, let me think of myself as less than just so I can fit in? Are you kidding? No, you know what? There are a lot of people that have a higher self-image. You want to fit in with that crowd. If the other crowd doesn't want you, go to the crowd, you know, that does. And you guys resonate with one another in terms of your energy. So consider that. So the key to building that positive self-image is to put your attention on your own magnificence. And that's going to help you deal with any kind of internal struggle that's preventing you from actually releasing that magnificence, that will stop you from bringing it out, that will stop you from seeing yourself as this amazing person that you are. Understand this. If you do not, let's say, practice that self-acceptance and adopt self-acceptance into your life and embrace all of who you are and truly start to see yourself as this power achiever, then guess what? It's not going to happen. And you'll just be a person who spends your time wishing or looking at someone else and marveling at the fact that they are getting it done. You can get it done also. And this is not about perfection. This is about you achieving the goals that you set for your life. This is about you getting to where it is you said you wanted to be. That's what it's about. So with that being said, you guys, as we wrap up for today, of course, I've been talking about it for, I don't know, the last perhaps few weeks or last month or so. I have a free course. It's called Bringing Out Your Magnificence. And this course will help you establish the foundation that you need so that you can start to see what makes you so amazing, so that you can actually start to really bring out your magnificence, so you can understand what that even means, so you can understand the importance of bringing out your magnificence. Right now, more than ever, I can assure you, this is a time for you to start achieving your goals, because things are going to continue to change. They're going to continue to move forward. Everything's going to change. And I mean, they're going to change rapidly, you guys. So you want to make sure that you are on top of your game and that you get to where it is you want to be. This is about you moving forward. This is about you not holding yourself back or allowing anyone else to do that. And the best way to get beyond all of that, someone else's opinion, someone else's idea of you, someone else determining what makes you, the best way to get beyond that is to take control of that for yourself. And that means to understand who you are and how magnificent, wonderful, amazing, and powerful you are. Listen, you guys, have an amazing day. And be sure to check out the course, Bringing Out Your Magnificence. The link is in the show notes, as well as the link to the video, The Amazing Power of Self-Acceptance, on my YouTube page, and a few other links and resources to help you do life with power.